America weekend.
Do you want to go to Starbucks? I need some caffeine in my veins. I think some coffee time is overdue. I'm pretty sure that I'm about to go insane.
What does this mean?
It gets a little lonely, all this studying, just watching the hours tick by.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, and I am thrilled to have a special guest in the studio today. It is just terrific to say hello to the one and only Michelle Gerson.
Wow, what an intro.
Yes.
Thank you, Ed.
It is great to have you here. I love listening to your show in New York City every Sunday on AM 970 The Answer. Tell me a little bit about your show.
Oh, thank you so much. The show is a lifestyle show. It covers everything from travel, food, wine, health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Getting married soon, so we've talked a lot about wedding planning. You know, pretty much anything that's going on in my life, but with that lifestyle focus, particularly on travel and health and wellness.
And it is a terrific show, and I actually had the privilege of being on your show.
Yes, I loved having you on the show. We talked, we had so much fun.
Yes, we did.
People will just have to tune in and hear what we chatted about.
Yes, they will. See? See what we're promoting? Two shows at the same time. This is what being a skilled radio professional is all about.
Exactly.
All right, so you have a very busy lifestyle. You're getting married soon. I would imagine you depend on coffee to get through your day at this point.
Well, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Recently, I don't even think I've had time for coffee, but I do drink coffee. I'm a big green tea drinker as well, but I definitely have my preferences when it comes to coffee locations.
Really?
All
right, now, especially in the Northeast, there are two big coffee chains. We have Starbucks and we have Dunkin' Donuts, but they are completely different experiences. Now, before we get into this, if you had your druthers, if you're looking at a Starbucks on one corner and a Dunkin' Donuts in the other, where are you going?
I'm actually forced to go to Starbucks.
Forced?
Forced.
How is that?
Because I can't drink milk. I'm lactose intolerant. And Starbucks has soy milk or I think coconut milk now. And Dunkin' Donuts has not gotten with the program yet.
Do you know something? I'm also lactose intolerant. This is amazing. This
was
meant to
bonded.
Be. We could start a telethon of some sort. My goodness. All right. So
talk all about the woes of not eating pizza or
I
the
know.
Side effects if we do.
And I
don't
know,
think anyone
and,
wants
well,
to hear that.
No. Trust me, they don't, because we both understand what they are. All right. So if you're in a certain part of the country, such as us in New York, there is a Starbucks like every 6 feet.
Yes.
And there's still and Dunkin' Donuts, not in New York City per se, but they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows about Starbucks. Everybody knows about Dunkin' Donuts, but they are so different on so many different levels. When you walk into a Starbucks, it's almost as if you are accepting a lifestyle.
Right.
When you walk into Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts is like a bad one-night stand. You're in, you're out, that's it. You don't want to think about it anymore.
Is the coffee at least good?
You know, the coffee in Dunkin' Donuts, I think, is better than Starbucks.
Yep.
And I don't want a relationship. I just want the coffee. I don't want the
All right,
whole thing.
So you're going for what's good and you're done. Typical guy.
Well, when you walk into Starbucks, too, think about the way they set these stores up. It's not like a store. It's like you're walking into a spa. It's these subtle, these comfortable earth tones.
Yep.
You walk into a Dunkin' Donuts and it just blares bright orange and bright yellow. You get a migraine just waiting online for the coffee. It's unbelievable.
And that's why you order an extra large coffee.
Yes.
You're like, man, I have to get rid of this migraine now.
Maybe they did that on purpose.
It could be.
And all, well, you know, in the ecological thing, you go to Starbucks, they're very eco-friendly. It's these cardboard cups. Everything is fine. It's biodegradable. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, it's a bit of a throwback. They still have good old hearty American styrofoam cups that will be in that landfill 9 million years from now.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And what's annoying, too, you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you tell them what you want. All right. It would say, I want coffee with soy milk.
Right.
The same person that's going to be pouring the coffee into the cup, they have to write on the cup what it is. They take one step to the left and then they fulfill the order. Why do they have to remind themselves? Are they going to forget what type of coffee you want in that one step to the left move on the counter?
Right.
It's very annoying.
Sure.
Yes.
Wait, are you talking about Starbucks you're talking about?
No, Dunkin' Donuts with that.
Wait, so Dunkin' Donuts has soy milk now?
Yes. Yes, they do.
I had no idea.
You can go there.
I had no idea.
I had just opened your eyes.
You
can go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, wow.
They also have almond milk. You can do that.
See, now I put Dunkin' Donuts above Starbucks because I think almond milk is even better than soy milk.
Because of me. And it's Silk brand almond milk. But there's That's one great. Thing. My favorite is not there. I love cashew milk.
Oh.
Have you tried that?
I've tried it once.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
I have it in my oatmeal every day. I have it in my coffee at home.
Oh, yeah.
They have chocolate cashew milk as well, which I use to make my little Shakeology shakes. We're learning so much about me.
Oh, you're on Shakeology.
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear about your experience with that.
I actually have to find somebody new to get my Shakeology. From, but that's a different story for a different day, and I think you're figuring out why.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. Also, at Starbucks, you get that peaceful new age music when you go in. It's like this music you don't hear anywhere else.
Right, right.
It's like the music from the angels. Dunkin' Donuts, you get the sounds of the guy standing behind you, and usually they're not good sounds. It's, you see, it's you go there, you have
totally
people
different.
On the Wi-Fi, they've got their tablets, they've got their phones, they've got their laptop, they're there for all day long. Dunkin' Donuts, the people that stay there all day, you don't want to sit with those people all day long.
True.
It's just a whole different experience. The other thing, too, you go to Starbucks, you have flavors. Pike Place, Sedona Sunrise. I don't even know what
There's
these
so
things
many flavors.
Are. Right.
Too Dunkin', many confusing flavors.
Right. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, what do you get? It's either hot, kind of hot, and iced coffee,
right.
and that's it. Yes.
Right.
But it's amazing how both work in terms of a marketing standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that love that incredible experience. I'm going to Starbucks.
Right.
It's like I'm going to the spa. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. I want my coffee. I want to get out as quick as I can. It's incredible, though, how they both work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is room for both of them. And I will say that I also love Starbucks for their facilities, for their lavatories.
Oh, really?
And yeah, when I'm walking the street and I need the, you know, to find a place, I know Starbucks is usually
Very
reliable.
Good.
Except
yes.
there are some that don't have bathrooms. And I walk
really?
In. Yeah, I think there's one in Times Square I walked into once and I was like, where's the bathroom? I'm like, ah. Oh. No bathroom. I was so disappointed.
And that's very frustrating. I think one of the Shake Shacks, I think the one up on 8th Avenue, didn't have a bathroom either. How can you have any kind of a restaurant and not have a public bathroom?
I agree.
Right?
I get so mad when I walk into, like, I can understand a little place like a Dunkin' Donuts if it's a takeaway,
right.
if they don't let customers use the
yeah.
bathroom. But yeah, any place where you're sitting down, especially if you're bringing kids, you have to have a bathroom there.
And especially, I mean, not to be overly descriptive, if you're selling coffee and bran muffins,
right.
you need a bathroom.
right.
You sure do. Let's say you've already coffeeed up for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, but you need to use the facility. Now, I've done this with fast food restaurants. I don't want to go in and just use the bathroom and leave because I feel as if I'm almost
right,
stealing
guilty.
Something.
Same.
I'll
same.
Walk in and I'll pretend to look at the menu.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Do I want that Big Mac? Oh, I guess not. I really shouldn't eat that. Do I want that latte? No, I guess not. Since I'm here, I might as well use the facility. I will use the facility, then I'll come back because I have to complete the whole thing. It's like a Shakespearean
right.
play.
Yep.
I'll come back and look one more time and they'll look at me from behind the counter and I'll just sheepishly just put my head down and shake my head and walk out.
Yep.
But I got the job done.
I agree.
See?
I do the same thing.
Very good.
And you know what's even worse?
What?
There is a 16 Handles near me that also has a restroom that I've been going into recently. And I can never walk into a frozen yogurt place without getting a sample. So then I feel guilty that if I've had two samples they've offered me, I have to buy something. But by the time I sample everything, I'm not hungry anymore.
Right. And if they're offering the free samples, you might as well take advantage.
Exactly.
All right, I'll try that one. Now I'll try this.
Exactly.
Now I'm full, and I'll see you later.
But I have such guilt, I can never walk out of there without getting something.
Wow.
I know.
See, you're a good person at heart. That's what this means.
I don't know.
Same thing. Now you go to a mall, the food court, you got all these people with the toothpicks and they got
That's
the samples.
Right.
You can eat all day long and not buy a damn thing.
I used to do that with Whole Foods. I remember there was a Whole Foods on Long Island.
Yeah.
I would go in for around lunchtime, starving, thinking I was going to buy my whole lunch.
Right.
And by the time I finished sampling all these people that were out, I'm like, oh, that was great. Time to go.
They are building a Whole Foods literally 0.6 miles from my house. Should I be excited?
I think so.
Really?
I mean, granted, it's a little expensive
little
compared to other supermarkets.
Whole paycheck, as they say.
Yes, I know. You have to go. I don't shop there regularly. I go when there are things on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just get into their organic Greek yogurt, which is their own brand. It's only a dollar more than the Greek yogurt at Trader Joe's and is organic. And it's delicious.
Look at the information that you bring to this show.
So that's a new find.
I'm amazed. We started off talking about Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, and you're telling me about organic Greek yogurt at Whole Foods.
I'm a wealth of.
Now, this is a real New York reference. You're like a modern day Joan Hamburg. You know, you're bringing all this information to the table. My goodness. Wow. It's incredible. But yes, I mean, and the funny thing is, I mean, these coffee shops, they're all over the place now. Mm-hmm. And if you've not been in New York City in quite a long time, it is almost a joke. You can actually stand in front of one Starbucks and see another Starbucks. But they're all making money, so it all works.
There's always huge lines. No matter what time of day I go in, always a huge line. It's amazing.
Yes. And then you have the people there that engage in the conversation. See, that's the other thing. Dunkin' Donuts, you look at the person behind the counter, they look at you back like they're going to stab you.
Okay.
The people, I mean, the baristas, I'm sorry, the professionally trained coffee engineers at Starbucks, they engage in this conversation. I was online at a Starbucks 1 week ago today. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful bag. Oh, yes. It's a Prada. Where did you get it? Here's where you got it. Just get in and get out. Yes. That's why you have the lines at Starbucks.
I agree.
I know a friend of mine, her name is Fiona, and she actually does a big thing on social media, and she will put the pictures that she never, ever gets her name spelled correctly on the cup. So she doesn't even know if she's grabbing her beverage or somebody else's. It could be anybody's at any time. So it just is, it's quite the thing. So Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, what have we learned? We've learned we're both lactose intolerant. It's amazing. Birds of a feather.
And you can still eat yogurt.
And you can still eat yogurt
at
Whole Foods. We've learned so much. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water. But now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.